This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now, I've heard Sharif take my question a little bit further this week. He's asked Mickey, he's asked Broadus, he's asked a couple other people about this. But my question was, if Jason Garrett goes 14-2, is it going to make a difference? Is it going to make a difference at all if he doesn't win? Was it the Super Bowl?
I even say get past the divisional round. By the way, 14-2 would be the best regular season record in the history of this franchise.
Listen to that. Listen to what he just said. 877-881-1053. The best record in franchise history. Now, I know that we're dreaming right now because this team's 3-0 against a very weak schedule, but 14-2 seems feasible. I know the back end of this schedule gets a little bit tougher too, and that's going to be a lot more difficult, but if this team is what it's been in the first 3 weeks, then there's no reason to believe that they can't do that. And Jason Garrett, right at the forefront, pushing this thing along because he built the foundation of what the Cowboys are right now. The consistency of what they are. And while people hate clock management, the way he answers questions, he has been right there the whole time, learning every step of the way and trying to get his guys to be consistent and never, never give up on what they're trying to accomplish. And so I do wonder if, and I think Sharif's model of the question was, is it out of line to ask that Jason Garrett get his contract now?
Yes.
Get it now rather than at the end of the season. For me, I'm always in favor of dangling the carrot. Keep that thing going, and because that's a motivator. Not only is it the rest of the team, if they truly love Jason Garrett, if they truly care about him, and if Dak's out there without a contract, and if Amari's out there without a contract, and their head coach doesn't have one either, they're all in the boat together. They're all fighting for the same thing together, and if they're all saying, we love this coach so much, and this is his last chance, and we want to accomplish all these things, then, man, there's no better carrot to dangle than go get that championship.
There is no way in hell I would give Jason Garrett a contract extension right now. I see absolutely no reason, because even if the price goes up, who cares? There's no salary cap or anything for coaches. Nobody else wants him.
What about the other side, though? The other side, and this is the one I heard Mickey mention this, is what coach are you going to get that can work with Jerry and the way that this thing functions, because they aren't a normal NFL team? And what coach are you going to get that's going to walk in and say, this is the team I want, rather than this, we got to change a bunch of stuff? Because that's the way coaches are, right? We got to change stuff.
I can find 20 in a day.
That's like, what Jerry said back whenever Jimmy was coaching the team.
And guess what happened? They found somebody who won the Super Bowl. Like, I could find 20 in a day that would want to come into this situation as dysfunctional as it is, because you're coming to the most valuable and well-known franchise in all of athletics. And sure, are there some weird things happening? But you don't have to go in and coach the Dolphins. Oh, hold on. So I have to put up with some nonsense to come into a good team that's the most popular and well-known team in the world? Sold. I could have 20 viable candidates to you in 24 hours if given the need to find a new coach. So I heavily dispute that as an argument about what are you going to... And, like, even if that is a valid argument, so? What is that? I mean, that doesn't mean...
Are they
going to
be better, though?
I mean, they could. I don't know. Like,
because, I mean, think about it.
Garrett,
times has he won the East? If he wins the East, because 14-2 would win the East.
Sure.
Would that be four times in the last 5 years now?
No.
Four times in the last... How many times has he won it? Three times in the last 4 years?
It would be four times, I think, in the last maybe 6 years, but they haven't won back-to-back.
But so, that would be so the first time they would have won back-to-back.
Yeah, so I think it would have been four in the last 6 years. I mean, neat, but, like, that's not your goal anymore. And I'm no longer impressed by a divisional title. And that's why I kind of wonder.
Do you think Jerry is?
See, I don't think so, but that's why I'm so intrigued by your question. Because if they win the divisional title at 12-4 and they flame out, then I think, like, he's probably still gone. But if they go 14-2, there's a good chance that he wins Coach of the Year, and it's the best record in the history of the franchise. That, I think if you flame out, then I still think that you might keep him, which is the worst of all worlds, is you get Jason Garrett and you didn't win anything. Like, I'm fine with keeping Jason Garrett if you win something. Like, I'm totally fine with that. But if you win nothing and he's still here, I don't know what the hell we're doing.
I mean, if the decision were left up to me and you didn't get farther in the playoffs and that was the whole goal, the whole reason why, you know, you didn't give him an extension because of last year, you know, they ended up pretty good record as far as in the playoffs and what have you and won a game and such like that. And that's pretty common for a Jason Garrett team now to actually win a game in the playoffs. They've been doing that a little bit, but they haven't won the two games or the three games or whatever it takes. And that would be the reason why I would want to get rid of him. I don't think if your question was asked or it came to fruition 14-2, but you didn't make it to the divisional round, I think Jerry gives him a contract. I really do. I think that the carrot that was held up was the idea of I want this team to play better. And they do, but they don't make it any farther than they ever have. Except for, of course, the Super Bowl teams. But as far as a Garrett coach team, they don't make it as far as they ever have. But I think if you had that record and you saw the promise with everything else going on, promise leads to contracts, right?
I think you're right, and I think that's a terrible idea. Like, because if this team goes...
Oh, me too.
But I think you're probably right, because 14-2 is hard to shy away from. The absurd part of it, though, I think is, at this point, the regular season, I don't think should matter for Garrett anymore, except for being a means to an end. Like, you have to do well in the regular season because that's the only way you'll get to the playoffs. But other than that, like, I think it should be irrelevant for him because he should be judged now on playoff success. And if you don't go any further with a team that does that well in the regular season, to me, that means you underachieve when it matters most and you're out.
Do me a favor, Kevin. Do math for me real quick.
Okay.
We'll do it faster than Francesa does. 13, 9, 10, 14.
Okay. 13, 9, 10, and 14 would be 46.
46 and 18 would be his record over the last 4 years then.
Yeah, but
that's like, dude, that's really good. Not a lot of teams get rid of coaches that have winning records.
But on the flip side, I would argue that there would only be one or two other teams that could amass that kind of record, and they would have Super Bowls attached to them. And like, that's the thing.
And you know, I guess that's the other thing, because you say at least get to the NFC Championship game.
That's all I'm asking.
Before the season started, I said it's Super Bowl or bust. And we could, you know, pop the line open and everybody could call in and I can hang up on everybody again tonight if that's what y'all want.
Are we doing that? Yeah.
Like, if that's what y'all want me to do,
I like that
too. I'll hang up on every single one of you if you aren't looking at Lombardi's. Or if you aren't saying that Dak's a top three quarterback in the league right now, I can hang up on you then too. That's fine.
Oh, my God. That should be a segment.
But wow. I'm looking at 48 and or 46 and 18. That's really good. And I kept saying Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl or bust. You got to win the Super Bowl. But when you get to that Super Bowl, you're now facing the other best team in the league, right? And it's probably the Patriots. And just because you lose to the Patriots doesn't mean that you should get fired because you lost to the Patriots. Now, if you go four times in a row and lose to the Patriots, then there's something wrong, right?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that because, like, I think there's a reason, like, Marv Levy kept his job. And that's why I differentiate between getting past the divisional round and winning the Super Bowl. Because I think at least if you get past the divisional round, you're showing progress. If you don't, you're showing no progress. 14, 16, 18, 19. Stop, 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 stop. You always stopped at the same exact point to a team that, like, maybe they were really good or maybe they were just like, they were a little bit better than you. But if you made it to the NFC Championship game or to the Super Bowl, that's, like, discernible progress. And that's farther than they've made it in a generation. Think about that. We're at the point where we're past a generation since you've been to that level. And so if you get to that level, I think he's safe no matter what. Like if the Cowboys made it to the NFC Championship game and lost to the Rams by 50 points, I don't think it matters. I still think he keeps his job.
You know what? I may just change my mind mid-segment Jones is going to do. Something just kind of came to me. You're 14-2, right? So you've probably got home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
For sure.
You're also probably looked at as one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. In the past playoffs, you could look at the Cowboys' opponents and where they had to go and realize that they were underdogs going into that game. They had a chance to win that game, but as far as statistics and Vegas and everybody else was going to put the the winner on the other side of the field and not the Dallas Cowboys. If he does that this year and he goes in and he's supposed to win these games and he has home field advantage and he doesn't get it done, then I actually might think that Jerry's like, no, that's not good enough because you were supposed to. Because instead of being like, oh, we got here by magic or whatever, we got here because we're that good. And I've given you a team that is that good.
That's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point. Will McClay has put together the team. I went and spent all the money that it took to get these guys back on this team so that you can have the right guys. Now, I guess the other question is, has Jerry had that long plan of letting him not just get and acquire and coach the guys immediately, but coach them to their apex as players? And does he believe that Garrett can coach them to their apex as players, or does he think, okay, that's as far as you could go? From the 214, 14-2 gives Garrett a 3-year extension, win, lose, or draw. From the 972, Garrett has to show he can make the effective, appropriate adjustments during difficult games and make effective game management decisions. Does he really, if the offense is doing what they're doing right now? If they do this all season, what they've done to the first three teams, and then through the playoffs, I mean, and there's one game where he has a bad moment, or one game where his team just can't win, but all season long his team was awesome. You're going to judge it on one game?
I am, because I think at that point he looks at it and he says, you know what's really rocking and rolling for us? Our talent selection evaluators and our players. And I think that he leans more towards, I think that we've got the right people in place on the field and behind the scenes and not on the sidelines. So, yes, I do think that makes a difference, and he's like, you're out.
From the 254, you can't fire Garrett. This young offense just got started. Y'all are idiots. From the 405, don't sign Garrett until we sign Kellen Moore and or Chris Richard. And that's the other thing. If you get another a new coach, is it going to be one of those two?
Yeah, probably.
It kind of has to if you want to keep that continuity. Otherwise, you bring in a new coach, and there is a tacit understanding when you bring in a new coach that he can hire his own guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know, the whole, hey, we brought in the Wonder
schemes.
Kid. We brought the Wonder Kid in to run the offense. There's a likelihood that guy's gone, right? Like Chris Richard, unless you force a new head coach to deal with that guy, and then what's the point?
Well, yeah, we tried that before, and that didn't end up working out super well. So I'm with you. I think that's going to happen, that it's going to be Richard or Moore. And it's really interesting because, like, don't you view those two people as the people that are running this engine to begin with? Like,
yep.
We have this fake pretense that Rod Marinelli is the defensive coordinator, but everyone thinks it's Chris Richard. And we have this fake pretense that, like, Jason Garrett is the pseudo-offensive coordinator or the head coach. But really, everybody feels like it's Kellen Moore that's running that part of the show. You feel like it's Kellen Moore and Chris Richard that are making this team go and no other coaches.
I mean, and the players.
Coaches.
I think the coaches all do their other. I think Mark Colombo is a fantastic offensive line coach.
Sure, but the point is,
they're one of the best offensive lines in the league right now,
but
right?
But the point is, nobody thinks it's Marinelli or Garrett.
Okay.
That's pushing it.
All right, so, but you think that they could move on without Marinelli and Garrett and be just fine?
You could lose Rod Marinelli, in my opinion, tomorrow, and it would make zero difference. Zero difference at all.
Well, he's the one that everybody talks about as far as your defensive lineman when they're talking about, hey, coach did this, coach did this.
Awesome. So the weakest part of the defense.
Right. The weakest part of the defense right now, which wasn't the weakest part last year. I want to see how they're going to play against a better opponent. I think this defense is just kind of playing to their opponent, to be honest with you. Now, as far as Kellen Moore's concern, and you want to, or Richard, who you're going to replace Garrett with, if you were to go down that rabbit hole, it's probably going to be Kellen Moore because of Sean Payton.
Man, that's a rapid jump. That is just a rapid move up the ladder. Fast. And it's wild to even think of it. I would prefer a Richard type mentality, but the style right now is the young white coach with all the offensive mindset, right?
I mean, it is, but as far as in Jerry's mind, if I were to try and be in that wherever that closet of a mind is, I would remember Sean Payton. Let him go.
I love these kinds of reactions from the 940. If you're trying to give credit to Garrett for anything, you're smoking crack. Kevin.
Wow, and we just got told that we're stupid if we try to fire him.
But no, he said smoking crack.
Yeah, well,
no, that idiots. Was the one before.
No, we were called idiots.
Yeah,
but Kevin lost a lot of weight. It was 176 pounds. There was no crack involved.
God.
Except for his butt crack got smaller.
Sure, that's probably true.
From the 214, we keep Rashard as head coach. From the 469, Marty Schottenheimer went 14-2 his last year with San Diego and got fired.
And you know what? That's a great example because the parallels are there for sure. Because in that San Diego team, you had a team that had done well, playoffs, but they couldn't break through to what the Chargers had determined was the other side that they needed to be on. And that's why he got fired. That's why the 14-2 is so intriguing. You've been 13-3 before. You have never, ever in the 60-year history of the Dallas Cowboys been 14-2. And that was the only thing that gives me pause. Anything less than that and not getting past the divisional round, I think he is gone.
All right. So basically, Garrett, just do enough to get into the playoffs. That's all that Kevin wants. But then when you get in the playoffs, succeed just enough to not get to the Super Bowl.
I mean, look, nobody doubts, right, that 9-7 in an NFC championship appearance is better than 14-2 in a divisional loss, right?
It feels weaker. It feels, well,
what?
It feels weaker than that, man. It does. It just feels weird.
Well, put me on team NFC championship game. The hell with the regular season record.
Rather win the Super Bowl.
We're the king. Well, sure.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
You
that's
said you just I'm wanted at. To get to the NFC championship
okay,
game.
But
I said win the Super Bowl.
If my option is or win the Super Bowl, I'll take Super Bowl.
We got to go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.